This is Big Fat Marketing episode number 12, and today we interview web optimization expert Austin Felton. Now, Austin is going to show you how you can add an additional 10% to your revenue using this one simple web strategy.
Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.
Hello and welcome to Big Fat Marketing. It's Ray Canoon here and hope you're having a fantastic day. And we have an exciting show for you guys today because we're going to be showing you how you can actually increase your revenue by 10% in your business thanks to this one strategy that this gentleman is about to reveal to you, which will help you increase your traffic and get you more sales for your business. Now, this gentleman here that I'm about to introduce to you started his career at 17 working at an IT consultant for a $1 billion mergers and acquisition company in Texas. And he then actually moved to creating his own business, which is a successful IT company. Now, he took that business to six figures at the age of 19. Now, you don't get many people doing that at the age of 19, unless you are a creative business entrepreneur, which that's what this gentleman is. He now runs and operates a business called ScaleMyTech.com, which is a web optimization business, and he will show you exactly what he does today in this podcast. Now, without further ado, let me introduce to you Mr. Austin Felton. Austin, g'day, mate. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, mate. And thank you for jumping on this podcast. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in web optimization.
Yeah, sure. So I've only had one real job, as they say. I worked for an IT company when I was 15, and I was going around fixing computers and servers for local businesses and residences here in Texas. And I actually told them that I was 18, but I was actually 15, fixing all of these servers and computers for people. And I realized really quickly that I wasn't getting paid for the full value that I was bringing to the table. And so when I was 17, I decided to just kind of go off on my own and start my own business. And so, through that first job, I learned how to actually service the clients. And then from there, I just went into doing the same thing for myself. And once I kind of tasted what entrepreneurship was like, I was hooked, and I just kept moving forward. And then I quickly grew my IT company. It's called Quick Tech IT. Quickly grew that to six figures by the time that I was 19. And part of that was through my first large contract with a mergers and acquisitions company, a $1 billion mergers and acquisitions company here in Plano, Texas. And from there, I learned a lot about business and about communication and being on the front lines with a $1 billion company kind of instilled in me not only a greater drive, but also a lot of the skills that I would need to do that for myself one day. And so I eventually decided, kind of had a revelation. I recognized what I wanted out of my business, and I knew that I wanted something location independent so I could work from anywhere. And I also wanted to be able to work with the people that I enjoyed working with, which are, online marketers and online entrepreneurs. And so I also wanted to utilize this whole other skill set that I have that's much greater than just building servers and fixing issues with them. And that's the cloud. So I'm trained in cloud infrastructure, networking, servers, all the things that kind of run websites and run the internet. And I wanted to be able to use that. And so I created this new company, Scale My Tech, so that I could kind of meet all those definitions for what I really wanted my business to be. And so basically that Scale My Tech is kind of the brainchild of all of that. What we do is essentially optimize websites for online business owners and online marketers. And so the result of that is either increased lead generation or increase conversion for your website. So we work with people that have websites that generate some kind of revenue through selling a physical product or selling something online. So that's primarily what we do.
Excellent. And what's so great about it? Can you get into a bit more detail about what's so good about what you do, about web optimization?
Yeah, sure. So one of our hottest selling products is the Website Speed Optimizer Pack. And basically what we do is we open up the hood on your website and reorganize the code such that the site loads a lot faster. And there's actually several awesome benefits of this. The first is that Google's search algorithm for PageRank, for you know where you show up in Google search, is primarily based on the performance of your website. So when we increase the speed of your website, you start to rank higher in Google, which in turn leads to more traffic to your site. And then also, your user's experience just gets a lot better because they're not having to sit there waiting for your page to load, or you know, getting frustrated with errors on your website.
Awesome. And if you were to be doing, just so people understand what kind of, you said you open up the hood on people's website and actually start working on it. What type of work is involved in order to do this? Like if someone was to do this themselves, what would they have to do to in order to actually achieve the results that you achieve?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, it's definitely something that a technical person could do for themselves. And we even equip people with the tools that they need to do this for themselves if they are technical or technically oriented. But for non-technical users, which is the majority of online entrepreneurs, at least not technical to the point of being able to, you know, code like a developer could. So, but what we actually do to make the site faster is basically rearrange the JavaScript and the CSS such that the site is doesn't have a blank white screen while it's trying to load. We reduce the size of images through compression, which basically it's less resources that your a browser has to access to download the page, which makes it faster. And you know, minifying HTML. There's a number of little technical things that we apply to the website, which helps it load faster. But you know, the website optimizer pack, the website speed optimizer pack is only one of our services. We also do like mobile site conversion if your site isn't mobile friendly and doesn't show up well on an iPhone or an Android. Now, the second aspect of the speed optimization is migration. A lot of people have those cheap hosting plans that are just kind of for beginners, and which is great when you're getting started, but as you start to scale and you're getting a lot of traffic to your site, having a less than optimum hosting, let's just put it that way, is definitely going to hurt you.
And if you were to actually start applying this to someone's business there, Austin, how long would it take for this to actually start taking effect? Is it on the next day or a month later, or is it like a gradual thing?
Yeah. So well, the effect to the website is immediate. Like once we actually perform the optimization. As far as conversion is concerned, it definitely increases conversion immediately. When we're talking about organic traffic, so like you know, just people searching in Google for your website, that can take a little while for your ranking to increase based on your performance. It could be a few days to a few weeks, just depending on how quickly Google comes in and indexes your site and recognizes that it's loading faster.
Well, that's pretty short term. I mean, I've seen like SEO people trying to actually get rankings for people, and it's taken at least sometimes 12 months in order to actually achieve some great results. So I mean, when you're talking about 2 weeks, that seems like nothing to me, to be honest with you, Austin.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those one of those things you get the instant gratification for sure.
and how does it work? How does Google pick up on like a website loading faster and all that kind of stuff? And how do they recognize this sort of thing and so it can actually so it can start taking effect on someone's website? How does it really work? Give me a basic understanding of it, not so technical, so we can all be on the same page as you.
Sure. Well, I can't really say exactly as far as like how Google tests the exact speed of your site or like what process that they go through to do that. Google has a standard for page speed. And whenever they index your site, they're looking at a number of different variables on your site. Obviously, SEO and keywords is one of those variables. How fast the site loads is another one of the variables that they're checking. There's several things that are part of SEO. Although we're not really an SEO company, we're primarily a technology company that just so happens to improve your ranking using technology.
Awesome. That pretty much, actually, you explained that really well. So nice and simple and easy to understand. So people can see the benefits of why they need to actually do this and start applying this to their website. Now, can you provide some real-life examples of other people that have followed this method and actually have succeeded? Can you give us some examples of that there, Austin, if that's okay?
Yeah, sure. I have several clients that have increased their conversion rates by the highest case, it was 10% that we increased their conversion. And that's really considerable for like an online store that's selling either an information product or a physical product. For example, if you were to sell $100,000 of product every month, that's, $1.2 million per year, and a 10% increase in conversion could, give you another $120,000 in gross revenue.
That is awesome. That is really cool. And just by applying this one simple strategy that you actually start implementing in their website, that's really cool. So if you had to give one secret, Austin, about what you do, what would that be? I don't want to put you on the spot, or I don't want to just get you to start giving away something that you actually charge money for. But if there's one secret you had to give away about a little bit about what you do, what would that be?
Sure. So I'm a huge fan of giving people free value before you try to sell them something.
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like that's the best way. Because, with my business, I try to actually, establish a relationship with people. And that's kind of the way it has to be with this sort of service, because it's so hands-on. And it's like, you're with somebody's website that's generating money, it's like their baby. So, they want somebody who they can trust. And so I do give that free value. And one of the ways I do that is through a free performance report. If you go to scalemytech.com/speed, and enter in your information, you'll get an email back with a custom performance report specifically outlining all of the things that you need to do to increase the performance of your website. So it's really totally giving away the secret sauce. When we do that for people, because a lot of people do have in-house development teams and they can take care of it themselves. And in that case, that's just putting some positivity out into the world. And then there's always those people that don't have a dedicated development team, or their developers don't have the skill set to apply these changes to their site. And that's where we come in.
Can you repeat that website again? ScaleMyTech.com/...
Speed. Yeah, so ScaleMyTech, which is ScaleMyTech.com/speed.
There you go. There you have it, guys. If you actually want to see the optimization of your website, just the speed of it and what needs to be fixed, just go to that website and try it out now. He's giving away a little bit of a secret and what you can actually do in order to actually better your website and drive more traffic and get more sales to your business. Okay, Austin, so what else do you do for people besides web optimization?
Yeah, so besides the different packs that we offer, like website optimization and migration and like mobile makeover, we also have these monthly support packages. So you can pay a flat rate per month, and we'll not only host your site, but we'll also back it up on a regular basis and monitor it to make sure it's up. And it includes like analytics and support and some email accounts. So that's kind of what the other thing that we offer is just an all-inclusive monthly support plan for online entrepreneurs.
Awesome stuff. And if I were to ask you, like, what else are you going to be working on in the near future? What is the next big thing that you think that you'll be working on?
Yeah, man. So actually, right now, we do a lot of reselling of other providers' hosting. And that's been pretty lucrative for us. And what we're going to be doing next is creating our own hosting platform. Actually, I haven't even told anyone this yet, so it's kind of a little insider secret. But in the near future, we're going to be creating our own hosting company and selling servers directly to our customers.
Awesome stuff. Awesome. So would that be because if you actually were to be able to sell your own local hosting, would that speed up the actual website in that sense?
Yes, it would. So the only hosting providers that we recommend, of course, are the ones that are up to par on the performance. But we don't offer any low grade hosting or anything that's not going to directly improve the speed of your site. But when we create our own hosting platform, that's going to allow us to serve our customers better. Because we'll be much more hands-on with their server, and also that it's something that we built ourselves from scratch, which ensures that the quality is as high as possible.
Now, Austin, you've given us some great information here, and I really do appreciate it, matey. Now, if people want to know a bit more about you, where could they go?
Sure. Well, you guys can always go to Scale My Tech to learn more about the business. As far as me personally, you can always find me on Facebook at Austin Felton, or you can find me on Google+ with my personal last name as well.
Austin, you have been a great contributor to the Big Fat Marketing podcast, so I really appreciate your time and thank you very much. Guys, go to scalemytech.com or find Austin Felton on social media on Google+. You're on Facebook as well and Twitter?
Yeah, Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. Sure. So it's Austin, Austin, Felton, to learn a bit more about Austin. And you can also go to the website called scalemytech.com. Appreciate your time there, Austin. Thank you very much. And I'd love to actually talk to you a bit more about what you do in the near future.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you.
This is Big Fat Marketing.